You may have seen the terrible photographs yesterday. Afghan villagers carrying what looked like sleeping toddlers. Two of the 11 children President Hamid Karzai says were killed by a NATO attack on Afghan homes over the weekend. He said the attacks must stop. A spokeswoman for the NATO alliance today apologized for the accidental deaths, but said insurgents took cover in the compound where children slept, that the attacks are necessary and will continue. The BBC's Quentin Somerville is in Kabul. Quentin, President Karzai says his call to stop the strikes is his final warning, but they must stop or what? What can he do?
Well, he wants to give more control for these kind of operations to Afghans. You know, that's the long-term plan, that Afghans will take over control of security in this country, but they're far from ready yet. What we're hearing from President Karzai is a growing sense of frustration. Here's a political leader who's been accused of blustering and posturing in the past. This occasion, he isn't. He's reflecting the genuine concerns of the Afghan people, who are furious and growing increasingly furious about these raids, unnecessary civilian deaths as they see them. They're accidental deaths, but the view from most Afghans is NATO allies are our allies. They're here to protect us. They're not here to kill us.
Well, 2,700 civilians were killed in Afghanistan last year, but NATO says civilian deaths are down this year, despite terrible stories like this one. And as we heard, NATO forces feel justified in pursuing insurgents who use civilians as shields. In the case of the incident this weekend, it was after a Marine was killed. But is this an unsustainable policy?
I think it is unsustainable because while most Afghans, you're absolutely right, we saw a record number of civilian deaths last year, most of them at the hands of the Taliban and other insurgents. But the tolerance that people have for the presence of foreign troops here and their actions is narrowing as this war goes on year after year. We're now in this war almost at 10 years. But Afghans have faced 30 years of war, and they're sick of it, and they're tired of it, and feel that they can't tolerate any more civilian casualties, especially when it comes from their allies.
Well, isn't the source of the problem not in Afghanistan, but in Pakistan? And just touch on that briefly. Today, NPR's Steve Inskeep spoke with a human rights activist who was openly critical of the Pakistani military. The Washington Post is also reporting that the Pakistan military was so shaken by the discovery of Osama bin Laden right in the middle of a military town and the attack on a naval base in Karachi last week, that they are also rounding up ex-military officers. There's a fear that the military's ranks have been infiltrated by Islamists who are actually waging war against Pakistan and possibly neighboring Afghanistan from within the Pakistan military. So is there a sense that in order to get at insurgents in Afghanistan, you have to go through Pakistan?
That's certainly President Karzai's view, and it's been his view for quite some time, that the problem doesn't lie in Afghanistan's towns, villages and cities, but it lies over the border in Pakistan. That for a long time, Afghan officials said that Osama bin Laden isn't in Afghanistan. They believed that he was in Pakistan, and since his capture and kill, they feel vindicated. And they also believe that Mullah Omar, the head of the Taliban, is in Pakistan, and intelligence sources here in Afghanistan tell me that that's the case. And the head of the Haqqani network, a vicious insurgent group which inflicts huge numbers of casualties on civilians and indeed on international and Afghan troops here in Afghanistan, is also working from Pakistan. So that message that President Karzai says is that if there is to be peace here in Afghanistan, well, Afghanistan's neighbours have to play their role. The word that's never spoken is Pakistan, but everybody knows who we're talking about.
Well, but meanwhile, it feels as if that warning has been going on for a long time now. Do you feel a shift now, Quentin?
I do feel a shift. What I feel is a weariness on pretty much all sides, that while we hear that the counterinsurgency strategy, NATO ISAF say that the counterinsurgency, General Petraeus's strategy, is working in the south, that the Taliban are being pushed back in many, many areas. If you look at the east of the country, if you look at the north of the country, it's getting bloodier and bloodier than ever. We always knew that this was going to be a hard year, that it was going to be perhaps the worst year on record. But people in this country are getting sick and tired of being told that the turnaround is just around the next corner, it's over the next hill, it's over the next, in the next summer or the next winter, they will see things getting better in Afghanistan. And I think that's what you're seeing, that frustration coming through from Afghanistan's political leaders, reflecting that frustration that people here in Afghanistan feel.
And the sense that this would be a terrible year because of the talk of the upcoming U.S. Drawdown?
There's a worry. When you speak to commandos, British commandos, American commandos, they say we're nearly there. We just need one more good summer. The last thing that they need is for troops to start disappearing. I was down in the valleys outside of Kandahar, the heart, if you like, of Taliban country, and an American commander turned to me and he said, look all around you. The reason my men aren't being killed now is because of the surge. He said, the fatal error we could make now is starting to draw down troops. If those troops disappear, the Taliban will come back.
The BBC's Quindon Somerville in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thanks as always.
And thanks very much.